At the Pinehurst Wine Shop in the Bellona Giddings neighborhood of Baltimore, some neighbors are tasting and talking beer.
Resurrection or Ozzy on tap?
No. Yeah. Proletary Birdhouse. Did you try the double?
I did.
And when the neighbors find something they like, they can fill up their growlers from the tap, 32 or 64 ounces, and take the beer home. Buy the growler and then pay only for refills. David Seiler says it's the tasting before buying that he likes.
I like to try the different beers from the different breweries and experiment with the different types and the pale ales and the Oktoberfest beers and, you know, things like that. So it's an opportunity to do that, and then you don't have to buy something and go home and go, don't really like that.
The Pinehurst Wine Shop is a stone's throw from the city-county line. While it can offer growler refills, liquor stores in Baltimore County can't. Because of the way Maryland's liquor laws are written, each locality in the state must have legislative approval to dispense growlers. Jack Milani is legislative director for the Maryland State Licensed Beverage Association. He says liquor store owners in the county have seen growler sales take off elsewhere, and they want in. So they'll ask for the green light from the legislature.
Obviously, we have some retailers now who, looking back, would have wanted to put it in last year, and we had talked about it, but it wasn't. We had other pressing issues, and at the time, we didn't push it, but, you know, I feel very comfortable that they'll have that opportunity after this session.
But the push is on now. Milani says he's lined up the House and Senate chairs of the Baltimore County delegation to sponsor the county growler legislation, and there may be a blanket bill to cover the state. The trick is coming up with the right wording because localities have their own liquor codes.
There are some differences in some of the language in the different subdivisions. So if we can reconcile all the different language and make it all work, we will.
Pinehurst manager Gordon McNamara says he was first in line to get a growler's license from the city as soon as he legally could in July of last year. Not only is it good for business, it's good for the environment, he says.
We've gone through 600 different beers, which is kind of cool. We filled 895,000 ounces of beer in 14 months, which is approximately 13,000 growlers. But more importantly, it's 74,000 bottles and cans not in the landfill.
Jed Jenny, the beer buyer for the Wine Source in Hamden, says growlers give him the chance to sell unusual beers.
Really can't fit too many more six-packs on our shelves. So for a limited release to come out, you know, they can kind of feel out the market with that, or at least, you know, get it in some people's hands.
While growlers are a new thing for retail liquor stores in Baltimore, the Brewer's Art in Mount Vernon has always been able to sell them because it's a pub that also brews beer. Tom Cregan, one of the owners, says they don't package every beer they make, so there are more varieties available via the growler.
And there's just something about the perception of a really fresh draft beer and being able to take it home. And, it's just a nice way to, a nice format to consume.
There are 16 businesses with growler licenses in the city. I'm John Lee reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.